Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Abraham Lincoln, The Prairie Years and the War Years by Carl Sandburg is a large-scale literary biography of Abraham Lincoln. First developed as a six-volume work and later issued in a one-volume form. The Prairie Years covers Lincoln from childhood on the Kentucky and Indiana frontier through his Illinois career and rise to national politics. The War Years follows his presidency during secession, the Civil War, emancipation, military crisis, political conflict, and assassination. Sandburg was a poet, journalist, and public writer rather than a narrowly academic historian, and the book reflects that background. Its purpose is not only to record events, but also to shape a vivid public image of Lincoln as a democratic leader formed by ordinary American experience. The work is famous for its narrative sweep, documentary texture, and influence on popular memory, while also being criticized for limited source documentation, romanticized interpretation, and uneven historical precision. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Lincoln is a product of frontier democracy and self-education. The Prairie Years presents Lincoln as emerging from the physical, social, and political conditions of the American frontier. Sandburg emphasizes poverty, manual labor, informal schooling, migration, law, local politics, storytelling, and debate as forces that shape Lincoln before the presidency. This approach matters because it connects Lincoln's later national role to habits formed outside elite institutions. His capacity to speak plainly, read public moods, and tolerate rough political opposition is treated as part of a long apprenticeship in frontier society rather than as sudden presidential genius. Sandburg also gives weight to Lincoln's intellectual self-development, especially his reading, legal study, and repeated testing of ideas in public argument. The result is a democratic formation narrative in which character grows through scarcity, labor, and exposure to ordinary citizens. This is one reason the biography became so influential among general readers. It offered an accessible explanation of how a man without inherited status could become central to American political life, while also reinforcing the broader national ideal of advancement through discipline, language, and public service. Secondly, the Civil War presidency as a test of political judgment under pressure. The War Years shifts the biography from personal formation to executive burden. Sandburg follows Lincoln through secession, military reversals, cabinet rivalries, public criticism, elections, emancipation policy, and the struggle to preserve the Union. The book is especially concerned with how Lincoln made decisions amid incomplete information and competing pressures. Rather than portraying wartime leadership as simple command, Sandburg shows it as a sustained process of listening, delaying, revising, and choosing when circumstances narrowed the alternatives. Lincoln must manage generals, Congress, border states, abolitionists, conservatives, grieving families, and a divided public. This treatment gives readers a practical sense of political leadership as balancing moral purpose with institutional constraint. Emancipation, for example, appears not only as a moral issue but also as a wartime policy bound to timing, military authority, and public legitimacy. Sandburg's Lincoln is not an abstract hero removed from politics. He is a president whose authority depends on patience, language, resilience, and the ability to keep a democratic government functioning during armed rebellion. Thirdly, a poetic American epic rather than a conventional academic biography, one of the defining features of the book is Sandburg's literary method. He writes with the scale and cadence of an epic, using atmosphere, anecdote, rhythm, and sharply drawn scenes to make Lincoln and his age feel immediate. This differs from a conventional scholarly biography that foregrounds archival argument, footnotes, and historiographical debate. Sandburg often arranges material to create emotional and symbolic force, presenting Lincoln as a figure who embodies the endurance, humor, melancholy, and democratic promise of the American people. This method explains both the book's appeal and its limitations. As literature, it gives readers a textured sense of 19th century America, from prairie towns to wartime Washington. It also makes complex history memorable by linking public events to recurring qualities of character and national identity, yet the same method can soften analytical distance. Sandburg's admiration sometimes leads to a reverent tone, and the boundary between documented history and interpretive portrait may not always be clear. The book is therefore best understood as literary biography with historical substance, not as a final scholarly authority. Fourthly, documentary breadth and public memory of the Lincoln era, Sandburg's biography became influential partly because of its documentary abundance. Across its original volumes and later editions, the work draws on letters, speeches, political episodes, contemporary voices, images, anecdotes, and period detail to immerse readers in the world around Lincoln. Even when not presented with modern academic documentation standards, this accumulation creates a broad civic panorama. the reader encounters not only Lincoln, but also newspapers, soldiers, office seekers, generals, political factions, family pressures, and the emotional atmosphere of a nation at war. This breadth helps explain why the book shaped popular memory so deeply. It gave many readers a version of Lincoln that was intimate, public, tragic, and national at once. The biography also influenced adaptations in theater, television, and spoken word performance, extending its reach beyond print. Its importance, therefore, lies not only in what it says about Lincoln, but in how it helped organize 20th century American understanding of him. Sandberg's work became a bridge between historical subject matter and mass cultural memory. Lastly, historical value limited by source criticism and romantic interpretation. The book's reputation has always included serious reservations from historians. Critics have objected to Sandberg's limited original research, loose source documentation, factual errors in places, and tendency to accept appealing material without the scrutiny expected in academic history. These concerns do not make the work irrelevant, but they do define how it should be read. It is strongest as a broad interpretive and literary portrait, weaker as a source for precise factual claims or contested historical questions. Readers interested in military strategy, constitutional law, slavery politics, or cabinet decision-making may need to compare Sandberg with later scholarship that uses more rigorous documentation and clearer analytical framing. The romantic quality of the biography is also important. Sandberg often treats Lincoln as a near-mythic representative of the people, which can elevate the narrative but reduce complexity. This limitation is part of the book's historical significance. It reveals not only Lincoln's life, but also the 20th century desire for a democratic national hero during periods of economic crisis, war, and political uncertainty. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a substantial, immersive introduction to Lincoln as a national figure and to the emotional landscape of the Civil War era. It will especially benefit general readers of American history, students of political leadership, and readers interested in how biography can shape public memory. Its practical value lies in its portrait of leadership under democratic constraint. Lincoln must persuade, wait, compromise, endure criticism, and connect moral purpose to public action. Its intellectual value lies in showing how historical narrative can become part of national identity. Compared with more recent Lincoln biographies, Sandberg's work is less rigorous as academic history and should not be treated as the most reliable guide to disputed details. Its distinction is different. It combines biography, documentary panorama, political drama, and poetic prose on a scale few Lincoln books attempt. Later scholars may offer sharper evidence and more balanced interpretation, but Sandberg offers an influential literary construction of Lincoln that helped define how generations imagined him. Readers should approach it with admiration for its narrative power and caution about its historical method. If you would like to support Carl Sandberg, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.